just saw something really cool.
Okay, so I just saw something really cool that I did not know about, and it is Google Square. So you go to google.com/squared.
It's based on Google Lookup.
Okay, I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so if you ever go to a spreadsheet and...
This is why I'm not a GCT.
If you go to a Google spreadsheet and you put in like a fruit...
Oh, it does the automatic...
Do the drag down.
Yeah. Okay. So this basically, you did a search on Google Squared and it created a spreadsheet with all the terms that would be related to that search.
Pretty
which
much.
Is really cool.
Yes, Google Squared is cool. And... it doesn't work for everything. States are good. Presidents are good.
It looks like if it's a well-known, lots of information, and there's lots of things related to that search, it'll work well.
And I don't know.
Because it's building a whole bunch of multiple columns of information.
And I don't know if it showed this, but I know Google Lookup will let you do this. But if you don't like the data, I believe you can go and change the data to a different source. So I'm going to do presidents.
One of these days you're going to have to get Chris Bell to actually put the headphones on and talk into the microphones as he comes over and visits.
So I pulled up presidents, and if I click on the square, it gives me the information. And it gives me the link to where it came from.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome. I think everybody needs to check that out, especially if you're researching something like historical figures or the states. That was a really good example.
But if you don't like the information...
You can actually X out the column and it goes away, right?
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, so I did presidents, and I'm at Calvin Coolidge. And I click on his... I click on description. And I clicked on his square.
Oh, so you get multiple options.
And I get multiple options of where that data came from. And I can choose the one I want.
The one you want.
So here I have whitehouse.gov, I got millercenter.org, or I got calvin-coolidge.org. And I can choose which one I want in that box.
And then once you've done that, you can actually save this and then share it out with other people. So, yeah, I think this was a really neat little hidden gem in Google that I had not seen before. It's very cool.
Okay, we are having Mac slowdowns. That took a long time for it to start.
Yeah, it's running now.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right? As long as we still have the audio. So now we have with us Michael Jones.
Or not.
Or not.
That's what my name tag says.
So we have Diane Main with us. She has her Price is Right name badge on, and I thought you guys actually put your names on them, but I guess they had names on them already?
When we found them that way.
I see.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I had to change mine.
So, and you just got done doing a great presentation with Ken Shelton on using the iFi cards with Picasa.
We did indeed.
And so tell us a little bit more about technical information on the iFi. What's up with those? How do they work?
Well, let me just first say, a year ago, I didn't even know what an iFi card was. And basically, it's an SD card for your camera, just like any memory card that you would use in your camera, except it has the added bonus of being a Wi-Fi transmitting card. So you take pictures, and you've got your computer on, and you're off. You know, as long as you've configured the card to the network that your computer's on, you're off taking pictures, and those pictures are being transmitted wirelessly back to your computer. And you can set it up to go to your iPhoto on your computer or go to any one of a number of web-based things such as Picasa Web, Flickr, Facebook, or MobileMe. So you can have it all set up, you know, to put it into different directories that you set up, and you've got your pictures. I kind of foresee it being ideal for, you know, teachers or yearbook advisors that want to send kids out.
We were talking about
cameras.
That earlier, yeah.
Yeah, with cameras that, you know, you send them out on campus to get the pictures onto the cameras, and you don't have to wait and then get the cameras back and then transfer everything back over, which can take time away from, you know, if they're trying to catch up with certain kids or certain activities and groups on campus, you know, they may not have time to keep running back. And even if they take loads and loads of pictures, you can set up the card that when it reaches a certain point, like 75% of capacity, it'll start deleting the older ones.
Ah, so, very cool. I was
so
just going to ask that question.
So, you don't have to keep cleaning it off if you just keep filling it up. You know, as long as, say, your yearbook advisor or your photography club advisor or whatever has been receiving those photos, it's okay to just keep taking more and more pictures.
I like that, because now you don't have to worry about swapping cards or any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
It's just all, you just take the pictures and you're done.
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
Now, the car does use the battery of the camera for the transmission, so the battery, whether it's a battery that comes with the camera or, you know, disposable or rechargeable batteries, the battery doesn't last as long as with a standard SD card, but, you know, you're saving time in other ways. So
yes,
if you're using
yes.
rechargeable batteries or if you've got the battery that comes with the camera, you just keep recharging it, it's not a huge issue.
Very cool. Right. But that's a good point. That is something to take into account.
See, and we had talked about not using iFi cards, but we had talked about possibly switching our yearbook students and teacher over to Picasa because of the fact of having
storage.
Huge storage. And we figured for the price, I forgot how much it is to upgrade the storage on Picasa.
That's cheap. Per gigabyte.
Per gig, it was like, cheap. And so we were thinking about switching them over, but this is even makes it even more...
It's more compelling this way.
Yeah, compelling to do that because now you could just use the iFi card, move it over to Picasa, done.
Yes. And, you know, you play around with it. You configure it to the way you want. I know there's a way, you know, if you wanted to change what your camera's output was, you could have, you know, smaller files by lowering the level of megapixels if it's for something that's going to be a really tiny shot on a collage of a yearbook page, for example. You don't have to have high-quality shots, so
yes.
you could fit more on the card and faster transfer that way.
Very cool. Very true. Yeah, it would be nice, even better if, because we're using, our students are using online web-based software to make their yearbook now, and so it'd be even better if they could just upload straight to that yearbook folder.
Oh, like Mixbook or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. It's actually, it's either Herf Jones or the other one, I can't remember.
Justin's. Yeah.
It's It goes straight to them, and they have a folder storage, so... I wonder if you could set it up somehow to get to them straight away, but if you could, that would be even better.
Probably on the Jostens or Herf Jones or whatever, and they may not be ready for that yet because they're still taking like a CD from our school.
Yeah.
We have Jostens, and the kids are making it on a computer-based thing, but you know there's this issue of you know getting the disc to the person, and then she mails it back to the yearbook advisor. So they're a little bit 20th
century. Our students can actually, they each have a login, and they can upload folders, so... you're going to have to go, so...
I do.
All right.
Thanks
well,
for your...
I'm on.
Thank you
guys.
For stopping by.
Have
no
fun.
Problem.
We'll
all
see
right.
you later. Bye.
That was Diane Main. She is on Twitter. Let me get this right. Dow Biggin. So D-O-W-B-I-G-G-I-N. Well, we're here watching Iron Q get set up, and I got to say, this is probably the thing I'm most interested in seeing. I'm really excited to see... I love Iron Chef. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
I love the original Iron Chef.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's the one I started watching. Iron Chef America is kind of I think it depends on who the Iron Chef is. You notice the newest Iron Chef Americas have been losing quite a bit to the competitors, so that makes it interesting too. But this looks great. We've got people dressing up on both sides, and I think we're going to have student participation as well in this activity. So I can't wait to see what happens. Everybody's... prepping, getting ready. They've asked all the audience to move to the front so we get some, I'm sure we're going to have some audience participation going on. And it looks like Michael Niehoff is emceeing this event right now. And I think we've talked about Mr. Niehoff before. He's the principal of Minarets High School. And so I think this will be underway shortly. And we'll talk about it a little bit when we see it. I see, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's like two tables with like 20 MacBooks of varying ages, types, and sizes up there. So this is definitely a tech-heavy event.
MacBooks, Mac Pros, black MacBooks.
Yeah, everything under the sun Apple is up there. iPads, iPhones.
I guess that's kind of correct for Macworld.
So for anybody who hasn't seen, I guess, Iron Chef, Iron Q, this is a takeoff on it. And basically it's two teams competing against each other. And they are going to be given, I guess, a secret ingredient. I haven't seen this before. And it should be really entertaining. So we're just waiting for it to start.
How much do you got on this? You recording?
Recording.
Okay, so... we just talked to Diane Main about using iFi card and Picasa and possibly using it for a yearbook class. And so I was curious about how much it was going to cost us to upgrade our yearbook class to Picasa and upgrade their storage. Problem is, you can't upgrade storage on Google Picasa for Google Apps. Now, if you have a personal Gmail account, it's 20 gigs for $5 a year. and 80 gigs for $20 and so on and so on. So
once again, we run into this. I can't do everything that I want to be able to do on Google Apps.
But Ken Shelton just, he says he's been in contact with some Google employees, or he needs to get in contact with some Google employees about that possibility. But the other thing is, you assign each student, because now they have their own Picasa account, you assign each student a section of the yearbook to upload photos to. And so now each student has a gig. And so if you have 20 students in your yearbook
class, you're sharing,
you now have
folders.
20 gigs. And you share folders, which will not eat up the right. person's account that you're sharing with.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So that works out.
The only problem is when those, and this is something I haven't even addressed yet, is what happens when those students
move out of that class or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then those students are the owners
of those files,
if you will, of those files.
And we have not addressed this even for like school employees. What happens if you have a whole bunch of resources that have been shared out?
Exactly.
Where do those go? So I don't know. It's I mean, that's definitely, it's a workaround, but I think it's kind of a
which
hack.
We found that with most, and we always were talking about Google stuff, but with most tech stuff for education, it seems like we have to find workarounds.
Yeah, because this, it's almost like we're I don't want to say second string or second.
Well, I think we push boundaries
yeah.
that people don't think about.
Right.
And we're using it in a different circumstance than most people, because most people are using it as a personal device or personal account. And in education, we need the ability to have shared accounts and shared devices. So that would be why.
All right, I'm going to have a momentary lapse in judgment here, and I'm going to say this. And I think this is why it's so important that we have Google Certified Teachers, GCTs, out there, because I think you guys are able to provide that feedback back to Google. It may not be official or really...
they do listen to us
yeah.
most of the time, and the more we see Google embracing education, the more they're listening to us.
Which I think is good.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll get some education evangelists inside Google.
And the thing about... I think the thing is also is as Google embraces education, other tech companies are embracing education more and more. And look at all the things that are having education accounts all of a sudden. So
hey, on a side note, did you actually see what you're shooting on that video? Or
yeah.
You checked out the picture?
I can see the screens, and I can see the tables.
Okay. So we probably got...
much in front of the tables, and we're dead.
Okay. Well, we got Mike Niehoff's back of his head right now. So
anyhow. Actually, Mike's probably out of... we probably barely got his head.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have videos of Iron Chef.
Danny reached up on his tippy toes and put a camera up on top of a speaker.
So it might be vibrating a little bit because it's on a speaker, so we'll see.
We'll see what it looks like. Just don't forget to take my camera back.
Put a little... did you see what... there was a little thing down there on the show floor. It was a little USB dongle.
This is that thing that goes off if you forget your iPhone?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Callie Lewis was talking about that on
Geekbeat. I don't think I need that on my device.
I don't know. I've seen you many times reach for your pocket and say, where'd I leave my phone?
Yes, but that's at school.
Yeah, but you're always leaving your phone somewhere.
Yeah, I know. Like it's out of my pocket right now.
All right. I'll put that on your Christmas list.
Okay.
Okay. They're very quiet crowd now, and it looks like everybody is intensely looking at something. Oh, the AV guy is working on something. So, okay. Silence. All right. Danny's taking a break. I guess I could do my tennis announcer bit here. All right. So, John Carippo is going to hopefully explain what's going on here. Yes, we do. Okay. All right. We'll be back. Okay, so we have rules. So the teams have to create a web presence. So this is anything that they can basically share out. They can use any tool. They have to finish in 15 minutes Wow, that's not a lot of time at all. These guys are really going to be moving. Looks like teams of four, pretty much all GCTs, so this should be no problem for them. And there is going to be a secret ingredient. And I guess each element has to contain the secret ingredient. They have 5 minutes to share. So 15 minutes to create, 5 minutes to share, and there will be a two-minute judgment round. So this is going to move pretty fast. And I'm really curious to see what the secret ingredient is. And then at the end, the audience will vote to determine the winner. So this should be really exciting. So we're just waiting for Mr. Carippo to announce the secret ingredient. Trying to avoid dead air here. Wow, there's going to be a huge giant swag raffle at the end. So we've got Kerbo's introducing the teams. North All-Stars is going to be made up of looks like Brumbossil, Diane Main, and Calhoun. And the South All-Stars, we've got Jim is on the other side. Rushton is on the North All-Stars. Oh, and we have floor reporters, too. He's moving so fast, it's hard to keep up. Anyway, just check out the wiki, which is qmacworld.wikispaces.com. Oh, Mr. Mike Lawrence is the chairman. Oh, this is a riot. This is a riot. This is great. So I definitely recommend you guys come out next year and check this out. Or I'm sure they're going to do an Iron Q at the Q conference in March. And now we have the challenge. Here's the challenge. Here comes the
challenge. I went to a conference last week. We need an online personal learning network by next week. Can you do it?
Absolutely.
To succeed, find a free place to house your personal learning network with Web 2.0 features. Share several EdTech leaders and famous EdTech presentations. Share awesome teaching resources, a list of amazing events to attend. The secret ingredient.
Tabasco!
Oh yeah, you have no budget to produce this. Okay, your conference is going to have a budget, but cheaper is better. Ready?
We don't know secret ingredients.
Okay, so we just got the secret ingredient. The secret ingredient is free.
Go!
So free is the secret ingredient.
403.
Thank you very much, Paul Pence. Okay, so the team is going to work on that.
So they have to create a PLN website. They have to use free. They have to create a PLN website. They have 15 minutes. They have to do it with free tools. And that's a pretty tough challenge, but I'm sure these many GCTs can take it on. So we'll check back and see what the results are.
Take a moment, teams.
All right, looks like time is up on the 15-minute round.
Now they need to present.
Yes, they'll have time to present. They actually extended out the creation round 2 minutes. There was a petition to the chairman. So now we are in the presentation round, and we'll see what they have come up with. Remember, this was create a...
So the Google is right for you now.
A place to house a PLN.
Yes, for free. The secret ingredient was free. And it looks like the first team has gone with a surprise, surprise.
Google site.
A Google site.
I wonder why.
Now, in that time, they were actually able to get a picture of themselves, which is pretty neat. Looks like they might have a Wordle up there. And look at that. They all had matching sunglasses. It's pretty impressive.
And ties.
And ties, yes, I missed that. All right, so there's going to be some judging going on. I think the audience is going to vote. And so we will we'll come back and see who actually wins this Iron Q battle.
What's that? You like my choice of chairman?
Yeah. We got to talk. Okay, so we had Team One present their solution, and then at the end they put up their Twitter handles, which I'm sure Danny will appreciate. And so now it looks like they are going to. Yes.
First of all,
so they're still presenting their site.
That Diane showed you early on is all embedded right into the site. If you scroll down some more, scrolling. Also, we have the Google presentation that we just went through all embedded in there. But there's a link. Oh, right there. Link to Educational Technologies Conferences, TweetSys 2011. Click on that link, Mr. Hurley. So now that will give you all of the real-time tweets of all of the EdTech conferences that are going on in 2011. Okay? Go back.
Oh, it looks like the first team is running out of presentation time. They are rushing to get through their presentation here.
But we also have a site right there where you can translate our site into all of the following languages: French, Spanish, Portuguese, and Russian.
And Kyle Brumbaugh just brought out Google Translate.
And
the crowd went crazy.
The next one down at the bottom says Google Tools. Okay. That has another page of all Google Tools with tutorials ready for you to use. All the way back. And then at the bottom, in-plane English videos. Those are all of the Common Craft videos in plain English on how to use all these cool tools for free. How about that?
Common Craft is an awesome resource if you haven't checked that out yet.
To surmise everything, we gave you the appetizer, we gave you the salad, we gave you the main course, and we gave you the dessert all in 6 minutes.
All right, big applause for the first team. I'd say that was a pretty strong presentation. Now, looks like Mr. Ken Shelton is up for the second team.
Can we get a round of applause for the team from the back? That was a valiant, admirable, commendable. I bow myself to my effort. However, I do recall the assignment was to house a site or some sort of web presence available for you about a PLN, not about tools. Am I correct? Cal, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ken Shelton getting us back on track here.
What we decided to do was not only build a site that you can go to access resources that we have put together for you, but we did it with nothing but free tools. And as I always say in presentations that I give, what is the favorite four-letter F word for teachers? There we go. Thank you. So, our homepage, the graphics, were designed in Picnic.
Depends on if it's a secondary teacher.
By Mr. Jim Sill. We also did this in a Google site in which we were all simultaneously at the same time during the last 15 minutes working together.
All right, so Ken is focusing in on the fact that his team was actually working together and collaborating.
What?
Work together.
Thank you. Okay, so on this site, you have, first of all, my favorite term in education, social media.
We have two aprons. I'm going to read.
Alright, so I have conveniently put it together in three distinct categories for you. There are interactive and interpersonal, Twitter, Flirt, Facebook. Those are things in which we
I have to say that I'm liking Team 2's visual presentation much better.
Next,
they have a very well organized site with pictures.
I put together several sites of PLN communities based on your need and area of need that you can go to all for what? Thank you. And finally, sometimes a PLN doesn't have to be an interchange of communications or what have you.
So, you have Technonic, Look For A Blog. That is where you will find them. Just do a search, educational blog. It will automatically aggregate all that for you. YouTube, do a search for any video. Go to PLA. That's where you will find it.
The chairman, if you're pleased.
Next page.
Thanks for coming.
Education visionaries. We all like visionaries. This page put together by... Thank you. On Twitter, you have videos of educational visionary talking about building a PLN, the value of PLN, and why it is important. All on one page for you. You don't have to click on three or four links to find it, by the way. Oh, snap. Oh, my bad. And then finally, free education conferences. I emphasize free because we don't always get paid to go to conferences by our schools. We have convenient links to free education conferences. Oh, and by the way, one of them you can enjoy in your own home. Imagine that. Learning while drinking coffee and sitting on the sofa or hanging out with your PLN virtually. There you have it, a site for you to reference to build your PLN, built by the SoCal team of K_Shelton.
Mr. Sid.
619.
And finally, the great...
Rock Our World!
Thank you.
All right, so there we have the Team 2 presentation. I think it was a little bit more dynamic, and also okay, got the Twitter plugins there at the end, of course.
His insight.
Here comes the chairman.
General manager of Macworld Expo. The chairman is pleased. Thank you. The chairman has a few words. Very few words. Judges, if you want to take turns commenting real quick, and then we're going to have audience vote to determine.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. I'm really appreciate
it. It's
now we're having
totally
judges commentary.
There's something with a seat. I don't think you can discount the idea that everything is in one place. You have a consistent graphic style, and you are just in one place, one click. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, I had the same impression. I really like the fact that everything is in one location. The graphical interface is it looks amazing for the South team. So for me, that was a big plus. The fact that the videos were as an embed instead of having to click and go to another site. And I also like the fact that how the South team has worked as a team, all on one Google site, working all at the same time on the same site. I really enjoyed that. I almost made my decision on going with the North team when they had this traduire en français at the bottom. yeah, but I do get my picture on the other one.
Bribery always helps. So for the North, I liked that you were trying to think outside the box. I think that yours is more outside of the box than this one. I think it was you getting input, which is always helpful when you're starting a PLC. But I think this is a new process. So I think getting input is great. I don't know if this would have informed quite as well the administrators and led them to being able to really gather information on PLCs as much as the all-in-one, really focusing on the PLN resources that the North had. But great, definitely I would love the input of the teachers at some point. I just don't know if, since there wasn't enough other resources about PLNs, if that was the best route to take at this point. All right, good job. North is out. Woo!
I think the idea of an online conference is also the best way to reduce costs. There's no airfare, no hotel. But I also think that being here at Macworld all together is a great one, because there's a lot of people that came to me and I came to them and I said, oh yeah, we're following each other on Twitter, but for the first time, there was real contact. So I think there's a good about meeting people, but there's also something good about working online.
Nice job. Are we done?
No, just as an organizational issue, I like how Team South, each had a separate job, but again, within the platform that they decided to use, they were working on their separate jobs collaboratively within the same space. I think that's an important lesson right there.
Well said. How did the judges do? Were those good comments? Did you like that?
Okay. Excellent comments from the judges.
This is a competition, but it's a competition of collaboration. Ken Shelton received the coveted Iron Q apron, as does Mr. Brumbaugh for taking the lead and selling their product. Nice job, guys. Okay, now, we have clickers, correct? We're voting on the first element of the Iron Q challenge. The first element is, of the inspirational leader / presentation section, would you vote one for the North?
So now they're going into the voting, and remember, the audiences will be deciding which team wins, and it looks like they're going to vote on individual elements, element styles. So this is a good example of the turning point clicker response systems being used to engage the audience in the activity.
Case, we're using the clickers. Two and two. Okay, and we're still getting voted.
All right, lots of dead air. I'll have to cut it out.
Turning Point platform being run by Tamara Moore. And what I like about Turning Point as a teacher is I could do verbal quizzes as well, so I have to make a PowerPoint using the clickers. It's a very smooth operation. Okay, is anybody else feeling the need to vote? 58 looks about right. We will reveal the winner of this section. Remember, the final vote will determine the overall winner. If you've seen the show, you can win the dessert and lose the prize. You can. So let's see what the results are, Cameron. Ooh, South has it going on, man.
Wow, and it looks like South has a commanding lead over North. That would be Team 2, or as I referred to it as Team 2.
Next vote.
And again, I think it has to do with South's use of a single Google site, and then they all worked on elements of that site together, as opposed to Team North, which they all split up and each worked on their own individual element, which then they linked back to in a, I believe it was a Google presentation.
And this is Team South, so you go two.
Team South is two, and Team North is one on the Turning Point systems. And while I'm doing commentary, I might as well say that Danny is messing around on his MacBook.
Okay, we're good. Let's hit it.
Seriously messing around.
And Bert, can you keep track of this for the
tournament? Oh, North. Oh, it looks like Team North has won the second element. Split decision.
Who had the most interesting events?
So next up is most interesting.
Phrase it as effective.
Or most effective.
What were attractive events to you from the list? The rule of that was you couldn't have any budget. Cheaper is better, but you were allowed a modicum of budget for this one. And again, this team is the South, so you vote two here. You vote one there. And we're up to 50. Got just a couple to go.
Riveting podcasting.
When it hits 58 camera, you can vote the
camera. Okay, Danny has moved from playing with his MacBook to playing with his iPhone. And the ZI-8 that we stashed on the speaker is still running.
And now for the final wrap-up. This is the one that's going to determine what you believe to be the winning overall.
Oh, here's the final vote. The overall winner.
The overall plan. And voting is happening right now. Overall, in the entirety of the thing. And it's clear that each team has strong elements or different aspects. I was going to say, once you go through all the links, deadline. 56, did the last two others want to vote? Or 58 last time? 57? 58 in! And what's the final championship tally here? South Maryland. Nice job.
All right, okay. Team 2 South. Looks like they won.
An impartial person. You could be impartial. What prize should we give away first? What would be your pleasure? Tablets.
Nope. And here come more prizes. This has been prizes all day long.
Sam,
All right, Danny, nodding your head doesn't help on the podcast. I think Danny's given up. He's done. He's ready to check out.
I was scheduled to tweet something for you.
It takes you that long to tweet?
It's tweeted.
It is tweeted. Let me check. I got to verify. Trust but verify.
Okay, last tablet.
Here go the prizes.
Brian Van Dyke.
Oh, Pod Pirate wins again.
Is he still here? Hey, okay, good.
Big winners today here at Q. And one of the sponsors has been Cameron from CVT, CVTtech.net. Oh, you must be present to win prizes. Bummer. So somebody decided to leave early and missed out on the big swag giveaway.
Okay, we had 49 minutes of Iron Q, and we have a red line on the battery, so that was about perfect.
So it's still recording. Oh, it just shut off. Okay. All right, good to go.
Many are good, but this is a really nice package.
That's all, isn't it?
So a Codec ZI8 on a full charge, I've noticed, will last about an hour.
That wasn't a full charge. My daughter's been using this.
This is the facility that you'll be staying.
Almost a full charge. How's that?
Okay.
And it only went 49 minutes. So.
Yeah, I think at full charge it says like hour 20 or something. But this is the only second time I've run it down all the way, so. I don't like that you can't charge from USB. Or maybe I just haven't done it right.
Why does it ship with the USB pin charger?
Well, you plug it into the outlet. Maybe my USB port doesn't have enough juice.
100 milliamps.
Wow, they're still giving away prizes. They got like endless bags of prizes here.
Because I read up on that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
You actually read something?
Yes. A hub will off your computer will send out 500 milliamps, and most devices need 100 milliamps apiece. So
okay, Danny, I'm going to say that the MacBooks that we bought have backlit keyboards, and the MacBooks that our friend bought do not have backlit keyboards. It should turn on automatically, and it is an option.
I think your MacBook screwed up.
Do you have backlit keyboard on yours? Let me see the MCOE sticker. Man, my keyboard messed up.
Just plug it in and start teaching even better. And then, the 3D video camera. Value $800. Sorry, is it camera? Projector. A lot of fun.
Duh, there's a check mark.
And we learn something every day.
Okay, I checked it. And illumination.
MCOE MacBooks are bigger hard drives and a faster processor.
Because they were bought after we bought ours.
And include a Final Cut Express, I believe.
True. Yeah, that's good.
And Pages.
Yep. All right. Well, it looks like we're wrapping up. Lots of prizes went out. It has been an amazing event. And I think it was a very successful educator conference. And for anybody who missed it and maybe thinking about coming to Macworld next year, I think it's going to be January 2012. And I would definitely encourage...
28th.
January 28th, 2012. We already have a date. So definitely encourage people to come out and participate.
I guess that's another show all finished up.
Yeah, if that's going to be the cut point, you never know. We might have to. You want to do an intro outro right now? I killed all the other mics.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.